Cape Talk. Family Matters.
Well, welcome to part two of the Christmas Holiday Guide, and this bit focused on the older kids in the house. Today we're looking at events and activities to tempt the teenagers off the cell phone, off the apps, and out into the open air, or at the very least engaged in conversation with an actual human being on the receiving end. Just a reminder, last week we had a long list of stuff that is absolutely free of charge to enjoy in Cape Town, and a lot of those activities will also apply to older children as much as to younger kids. So if you missed last week's segment, it is available as a podcast on our website and on the Facebook page. Please do go and look for it, particularly if you're looking for the ideas on activities that are free of charge. To start off today, I thought we should start looking at the idea of teens doing some volunteer work this holiday. How often do we hear complaints that millennials are so entitled, they don't know how lucky they are? Well, why not encourage your teenage to do something that's going to broaden their perspective a bit and help them recognize how lucky they are? I've asked Andy Hadfield to join us on the line, who's the CEO of the online platform forgood.co.za, a site that connects people who want to make a difference with causes that need their help. Andy, it's great to chat to you again. Welcome to the show today.
Hello, Pippa. Great to be on the show again.
Thanks so much for giving us advice on volunteering opportunities, particularly ones that are suitable for teenagers. You've got a very long list of ideas on the site, and obviously we can't go through all of them. But let's start with a couple of the highlights, particularly around literacy. Andy, we've had such bad news come out in the last week or two about literacy levels that I was really happy to see that you picked out a project called Learning in Reach. How can teenagers volunteer to help them?
Yeah, so I mean, we've got four. We can give us examples, but all your listeners can just hop onto the site forgood.co.za. There are a variety of ways to get into it. And interestingly enough, your comments about millennials, while there may be an opinion on entitlement, millennials are also the generation that has kind of figured out purpose. So I'm pretty excited to get teens volunteering. So Learning in Reach, these are all Western Cape based. Good for your listeners. Learning in Reach need people to help distribute books and read stories to school children, something really, really simple. And they're a charity, we call them Causes, that helps children, teachers, parents, and the broader community, and they run educational empowerment projects. That's an example. There's a whole bunch of other examples. Bless a Baby is the name of another cause of ours. They help newborn babies and their moms by providing essential baby care items. And they need people to sort donations and pack baby bags. So just a little easier thing to do there. How about Kulisa Social Solutions? These guys are a fascinating cause. They're national. This is the Cape Town branch. And they need people to help weed and water the streetscape garden that they've got going. So there's a little get your hands dirty opportunity for teens out there. And then the last one we wanted to highlight was quite a special one. It's a cause called the Academy for Adults with Autism. And they need volunteers to help read and engage with intellectually challenged South Africans. So that's just the beginning of a whole bunch of stuff. If you wanted to do some digital, like the good old millennials out there, you can volunteer to run Facebook pages, run Instagram accounts. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there.
It sounds wonderful. Andy, you've given us a really nice varied selection there. But of course, there are many, many more causes needing help in different ways and for different skills. So if people have a particular talent on computers or with writing, or if they simply want to help pack bags, pack goodie boxes and get hands dirty, as it were, they'll find something. For example, if somebody is keen on helping animals, there are different animal charities that have specific needs. Andy, I just want to talk people through the process of if they feel this is something they want to do, that they would like to spend some time volunteering, how do they sort of tap into For Good's platform?
Yeah, super easy. I mean, we've got at the moment, I checked this morning, over 1,600 different opportunities, and a big chunk of those are in the Western Cape. So I would say, you know, the two easiest ways are hop onto forgood.co.za, click Find Causes, and then use the filters to find a cause that you're passionate about that's in your area and doing something that you're interested in. And then probably the sexiest experience, and you know, we're always about making volunteering and giving back easy, is this thing called Create an Offer. So click Volunteer Time on the site, and then you'll see a little box that says if you don't know what to do or if you have something specific, create your own offer. And basically what it allows you to do is talk about anything that you're passionate about. That could be anything from social media to coaching soccer to getting your hands dirty and painting and gardening. And we'll match that offer of yours out to causes in your area and in your interest category. sports, education, women, children and youth, whatever it might be. And then causes will get back to you if they have projects that suit your skills. It's a really different way of thinking about volunteering and empowering the volunteer, really.
It's a wonderful platform, Andy, and we wish you much good into the new year. May it continue to grow from strength to strength. Forgood.co.za is the website you want to visit. It is very easy to navigate, and Andy's really just scratched the surface there. There are so many different opportunities to get involved and help where it is needed in a way that you can manage for the amount of time that you can manage in an area that you can access easily. It's that easy to tailor make the package, as it were. Please do go and visit forgood.co.za. Sit down with your teen and talk to them about what they could do, what they might like to do, what sort of field they could work in, and you could find a really valuable way to spend at least some of their school holidays.
Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter at PJC Hudson.
Of course, we'd also like to get them out and about, off the screens and into the good old outdoors. And our next pick is a series of adventures that offer just that. But we're going to focus on one particular offering. The company is called Downhill Adventures, and they offer a variety of different adventure sports, anything from mountain bike excursions to quad biking to learning how to kite surf and much more. But the one we've picked out today is the opportunity to go on a sandboarding trip to the Atlantis dune fields. On the line with me is the founder and chief explorer at Downhill Adventures. He's a former world sandboarding champion. Axel Zander, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. The Atlantis dune fields, for those who've never been out that way, Axel, just how high are these dunes that we're talking about?
So the Atlantis dunes, it's about a 5 square kilometer sand dune complex with dunes anywhere from, 50 to 100 meters high. Perfect wow. For sandboarding. The sand's really soft and really easy to pick up.
So do you have to have had any previous experience in either sandboarding itself or at least on skateboarding or surfing or anything like that to be able to tag along?
Nothing really. I mean, we'll teach anybody, an absolute beginner, how to sandboard. Literally within a two-hour period, we get someone from, absolute zero background in any kind of board sport to being fairly good stopping, turning, and controlling the board. It's no problem.
That's pretty cool. Look, I'm going to show my age now, but in my day, sandboarding consisted of pieces of cardboard box rubbed over with a wax candle. I'm sure things have developed a bit since then. Talk to us about the kind of equipment you use.
Well, it definitely has. Basically, in 1995, I'd been snowboarding overseas, and I came back with a snowboard. And then, we tested that out on a sand dune. Obviously, the base wasn't very good. So we basically came up with a concept of super slick, which we laminated onto the snowboard. So we're basically using real snowboards with real bindings. So anybody who wants to learn to sandboard will basically be learning how to snowboard. It's very similar.
Okay, so does that mean if somebody has been lucky enough to have an overseas holiday lined up for another time to go snowboarding, is this a good way to kind of get yourself accustomed to it and get some training in before you go?
Absolutely. This is, we've tried and tested it many times. Probably two or three sessions out on the dunes, and anyone going overseas will basically not have to do any ski lessons or snowboarding lessons over there. And we'll obviously have to get used to the cold and the icy patches, but effectively they'll be able to snowboard, definitely.
Fantastic. Axel, all that remains to tell people is how much it costs and what that day, what that price includes.
Okay, so we have various packages. Obviously, there's half-day sandboarding, full-day sandboarding. We have combos with quad bikes and with surfing. So anything from 450 Rand to 950 Rand for a day. And that will include everything. We have a shop in Cape Town. Downhill Adventures is on the corner of Orange and Cleve Street. People would meet us there. We'd head out to the dunes. It's about a 40-minute drive up the west coast. Mm-hmm. But then we'll include entry fees, all the equipment, transport, lunch, the works.
Sounds like a really fun day out, Axel Zander. Wishing you a very busy festive season. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Great. Well, we'll see you out there soon.
Let's hope. Axel Zander, the chief explorer at Downhill Adventures. And if you're interested in booking, please phone 021-422-0388 or send an email to info@downhilladventures.com. Just a point that all of the information I'm going to share with you today is going to go up on the website and on the Facebook page. There'll be an article posted after the show today. So if you're driving right now and you can't jot down details, don't worry about that too much. It will all be compiled into the online diary. And for that matter, there'll be loads of additional things that I don't have time to talk about today will be included in that online version as well. Well, something equally active, but in a very different sort of way, is my next pick. And that's the idea to send your teen to a Kundalini yoga class. On the line with me is Cindy Fintz, who is a Kundalini yoga instructor, to talk to us about the Bodhi Prana summer holiday program. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa.
Why don't you tell us a bit about what you're offering?
Yes. You know, with all of us being so technically driven and actually addicted to technology nowadays, it's a good thing to get a balance. And this is the program that we're really helping the kids do, actually life skills that you can take off the mat and use in your everyday life. It's an ancient Indian practice. Mm. It's actually very scientifically based. And through breathing techniques and utilizing music and mantra, still and relaxing the mind, it unblocks the energy channels which provide the messages from to the brain and works with the glandular, the lymphatic system, and helps all of these things to function properly, releasing hormones, dopamine, endorphins, all these natural chemicals that are feel-good chemicals. You know, it leaves no need for the depression that we're seeing in the kids and the confusion on how to deal with life. So it's a great way of living your life and taking the tools forward. And as well as doing a bit of exercise and, you know, communicating with other people and the unity of that.
Absolutely. Lots of very good reasons to take up the practice of yoga. Now, your class is particularly aimed at teens. I know ages 12 to 18 are welcome. Yeah. Tell us when they're running and where they're being hosted, Cindy.
Okay, so they're going to be at the Seapoint Pilates Studio, which is 110 Regent Road, Seapoint, right at the bottom of Regent Road. It's right next to the BP garage, and that will be in December on Tuesday the 19th. And the classes are 10 to 11. So it's Tuesday the 19th, Thursday the 21st, Thursday the 28th, and then in January, the 4th, Thursday the 4th, Tuesday the 9th, and Thursday the 11th of January.
Cindy, does one need to book in advance?
Yes, if you could, it would be great because there is a limited space available. And they could do that in WhatsApping me through 082-96-00444. We have got a Facebook page, which is Bodhi Prana. That's Bodhi Prana. Or email me at Bodhi Prana Kundalini, quite a mouthful though, at gmail.com. And I look forward to seeing you and having tools. We all need it. Actually, the kids should start it earlier nowadays because it's just a way of finding that peace within yourself.
It is a wonderful and also of really practicing mindfulness in a way that's in touch with your body that I love about it. Cindy, it's 80 Rand per child per class. Is that correct?
It's 80 Rand per child per class, 60 Rand per child if you bring a friend.
I hope they'll do just that. Cindy Fintz, thanks so much for chatting to us. Kundalini yoga instructor. So those classes running on the 19th, 21st and 28th of December, as well as the 4th, 9th and 11th of January. It is quite a complicated email address, but we will post it on the website. If you're struggling to find it, just drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Pippa now on 072-567-1567.
Also going up in the article on the website, details for going tobogganing at Cool Runnings, for taking surf lessons at Gary's Surf School in Musenberg, and for squeezing in a visit to Ratanga Junction, because don't forget, there are only a couple of months left to enjoy the theme park before it closes in May next year. We'd also recommend a visit to City Rock in Observatory, which is an indoor rock climbing facility where anyone, even a complete novice, can enjoy the sport of rock climbing. They have day passes starting from about 105 Rand per hour. adult or 85 rand per child, going up to 175 rand per adult if you need gear included. The facility is actually going to be moving to Pardon Eland in early January. So if you'd like to visit them in OBS, make sure you do it before the end of the year. Also up on the website, details of horse riding in Noordhoek and kayaking running out of Three Anchor Bay. And of course, don't forget about the Galileo Open Air Cinema. They've got a great range of films at a huge variety of venues this year. Kirstenbosch, the V&A Waterfront, the Hillcrest Quarry, a number of wine estates have joined in this year, and several of the movies on their lineup are suitable for the whole family. So please do direct the teens to thegalileo.co.za. Now, we're also making a provision for the possibility that hopefully there might be some rain and we would need to spend a day or two indoors. For that, we can recommend the Glowing Rooms glow-in-the-dark 18-hole mini golf adventure in Montague Gardens. We can recommend a visit to the Rush Indoor Trampoline Park in Claremont, which has over 1,700 square meters of wall-to-wall trampoline fun. We can also recommend a robotics class run by Edro. They are all about teaching kids how to code in a fun and practical environment. So if your children are interested in learning more about coding, there is a teens course running towards the end of this week. It's on Thursday and Friday at the Bandwidth Barn in Woodstock. The cost is 750 rand per child for the 2 days, and it is aimed at those who have just completed grades 7 to 10. If you're interested in signing up for that activity, please visit their website, Edro, which is E-D-R-O. edro.co.za. And now for something completely different. If your teen is the budding actor in the house, somebody who dreams of being on camera, we'd like to suggest you sign them up for a two-day workshop with Showworks Entertainment. They're a Los Angeles-based entertainment company and production company who happen to be visiting Cape Town because their co-founder, Joe Galloway, is originally from Cape Town. Joe has been living in LA and working there as a professional singer and actress and scriptwriter for a number of years now. And it's great to have her back in Cape Town. Joe joins me on the line. It's lovely to chat to you, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
Tell us briefly what you're offering in this workshop for teenagers.
Well, we have two age groups that we work with, and the first age group is the 10 to 17-year-olds, and then the older group, which is the 18 to 25-year-old group. And basically, we are teaching them how to work on camera as actors and then also behind the camera as if they were learning the shots and learning how to place their own shots and how cameras work. So they get to work on both sides, which really gives them a technical understanding of the genre.
I know you've already got a couple of these courses under your belt. Talk to us about the kind of kids who have come to you and what sort of magic you've seen happen.
Oh, it's been so great. It really has. The younger kids we work with, younger materials from kind of a bit more Disney, Nickelodeon type shows so that they can relate to and they can have fun with the characters. And they just love it. It's done through dance and movement as well. So they get to play and they get to really be imaginative. And then the older kids get to work with older material, the kind of sitcoms like The Big Bang Theory or Mom or those kind of things, similar scripts to those. And they get to work a lot more on the technical side and really call the shots, understand the shots. And we've had great feedback from both age groups. So we're really excited about it.
Okay, now the next course starts tomorrow for the 10 to 17-year-olds. It's the 13th and the 14th of December. And then you've got the older age group starting on the 15th. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. You've got a couple of places left for tomorrow's course. We've been a lot of interest in the old group as well. So we've got the 15th and 16th of some cases there as well. And if they are interested, they can inquire at the Galloway Theatre at gmail.com, or they can get hold of Sharon Everett at 082-772-8867.
8867. Okay. Now, the Waterfront Theatre College in Granger Bay is the venue. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the course, Jo?
Yeah, well, it's 12 students per class because we try and cater it specifically for whoever signs up. We kind of go through the cast list and see who would be right for those characters so that it's really catered specifically to each child, and each child gets an equal opportunity to act on the camera and behind the camera. And we work on improvisation. We do technical set terms. We do a table read of a structural script breakdown. And they also then just understand the difference of working with multi-camera comedy versus single camera, character and scene assignments, technical camera shooting setups, blocking, rehearsing, And then they get to perform, which is what we all really want to do at the end of the day as actors, isn't it?
Absolutely. Jo Galloway, thanks for chatting to us and great to have you back in Cape Town. Thanks for sharing the skills you are with our young budding actors and behind the scenes crew. So again, if you're interested in signing up for one of those places, the email address to use is thegalloway theatre@gmail.com.